I mean, is it psycho or is it just great planning?
I'm like, why are we out here? Because they love the game.
No.
I do not want to hit a little white golf all around.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Henny and Hallie, Women with Game. I'm super excited about today's guest, Hals, because I'm a little bit of a fangirl of hers and have been for a very long time. But before we get there, this is going to be a little bit of a lighter mooded episode of the pod where we're going to chat about hobbies and things that people like to do outside of golf, because obviously golf is a huge hobby for the majority of people, but then for people that do it as a job, there has to be some kind of outside steam release, if you like. So I am going to sound incredibly old, but I've just got into gardening, which is quite daunting to begin with and very time consuming, similar to golf. I actually made the comment today of I understand why old people garden, because you need a lot of time to do it, as I was out weeding. But it's very satisfying. It's like cooking, like you get lost in it.
Right.
Like when you're just going at your weeds and going in your garden, pottering around. I know you're looking at me like that, but you do just really get lost in it. You're not really thinking about anything else. And it's good to be outdoors too. So now that I've made myself sound like an 80-year-old, what have you been up to lately?
Well, it's funny because you're talking about gardening and I'm looking out like to the left behind me in the camera, and the one plant that I have is a succulent and it's dead.
You're a succulent.
You don't know what a succulent is?
No, I'm saying that you killed a succulent. That's not possible.
Yeah, because you have to water it once a week, and I leave for like 3 weeks at a time and it's a thirsty little bugger. So,
get the automatic watering. There's so many gardening gadgets, Hallie, these days.
Okay.
Like I just got a really fun little weeding tool.
Okay.
That doesn't disrupt the soil too much. But you can get all these, like, for your indoor plants, these little auto watering things that you just clip onto a little
pot
thing in the soil, and then away you go.
All right. Well, I'll look into that.
Don't give up.
But yeah, gardening is not one of my hobbies. maybe it will be eventually. I mean, I have a small cement patio, so I could just fill that with plants, I guess. But
yeah,
let's see. What are my hobbies? I do enjoy a nice hike. I've been hiking a little bit recently with my boyfriend and my dog, and that has been really, really fun. This sounds silly, but I feel like I don't get a lot of sleep when I'm on the road. And so when I'm home, my hobbies have been like, I'm tired and I just need to sleep for like, I just need a very long nap. Cause apparently you can log, like you can not log, you can bank sleep. So So right now my hobbies recently have been hiking and catching up on sleep. Been trying to get in a really solid workout routine just because I feel better when I do it. And I also really love editing videos. So even though that's, I guess that's like kind of part of my job in a weird way, social media stuff. I really do enjoy shooting and editing videos. So it just brings me happiness.
I love that. I have to actually make a confession here. I am one of those people that I have a new hobby every other week and it drives Ben mad. So last week we just went glamping in Northern Ireland in this forest bubble dome, and they had a book there called How to Shuck Oysters and to Do Life's Other Simple Pleasures is the title of the book.
Okay.
And it basically teaches you how to like do every hobby that I've ever wanted to do, like chop wood, do pottery, and I'm like spent a good few hours going to Ben, I want to do pottery now, and then researching a pottery book, and then I'm gonna build this little wood store outside and I'm gonna learn how to chop wood, and I love like photography and then cooking and then yoga and then hiking and like so poor Ben, he literally I think is the most patient husband ever. But he just, when I talk to him, if he doesn't take it seriously, I obviously get very upset. So he has to be like, okay, yeah, You can do it, of course.
Yes. Of course. Pottery, I think, absolutely.
Well, he somewhat tried to draw the line at pottery, but then what I do is insist that that's my life's work and that now I will be a potter. And that's what I was meant to do.
My life's work.
So yeah, that's what he
does. But it is important, like you said, to have some things outside of work. And we kind of had a similar conversation with Kate Smith about her graphic design skill set. And she actually turned it into a very profitable side hustle, and it's helping her get through golf. But I think it is important just to have things too that are just to do, whether it's pottery or oyster shucking or hiking with your dog. Like, there is no, I guess the output and the result of it is just purely release and, you know, enjoyment and just pleasure and being present.
Yeah. And also, I really love being shit at something and knowing nothing about that thing. Mm. So all of the things that I named, I am shit at and know nothing about them.
I'm sure you can make a beautiful pot, honey.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. That's very encouraging.
I'll buy your first pot.
I could make that into a side hustle.
Yeah.
I get these visions of like having, but I go all in. So I'll go from never having done pottery before to now I have to buy a pottery wheel, build a pottery shed, get all this equipment, da, 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 and then I will buy all that and then it will just sit there untouched.
Oh no, but you got to have a pottery shed next to the wood chopping shed, obviously.
Right? Doesn't that sound perfect?
Yes.
This is a really good example, actually, with my gardening. So I have actually been fairly committed to that since we got this house and a big garden. But I was really into potting plants. And so I started out the front of the house, got my bags of compost, got all the tools, got a little stool, a little kneeler thingy. Everything looked very like perfect. I even got a little shade thing to put out there to protect me while I'm gardening, some leopard print gloves, the works. Filled in two pots, had to do the third one, got distracted because I was hungry, and now the stuff's been sitting out front of my house for like 3 weeks.
Oh, well, you got to get back out there then.
I do.
Yeah. You gotta get
but
back
you know, those. This is my now. This is my hobby confession. I've put it out there. I've let everyone know what kind of a person I am. I feel a slight shame, but it feels good to have got it off my chest now.
I'm glad.
And without further ado, and no good link whatsoever, I would now like to go to our guest this week, Lydia Coe, the one and only. That's what I was very excited about. Hallie, obviously, you know her well, and she's just one of the good guys of golf, as well as having achieved so much. And I hope that you guys enjoy this interview as much as we did, because we talk about golf not once, not at all. I am so happy that we are joined here today by the one and only Lids Coe. Lids, thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, everyone in the golfing community is aware that you are a woman with extreme game. And you have been, I mean, just in the spotlight since a really, really young age. Everybody knows what you have achieved in the golfing world, which is incredible. But we are going to talk about absolutely none of that today. We would love to get to know you better. We want to get to know the woman behind the incredible golf game. And so we're going to kick it off with things that you like to do post-round when you're on the road.
Well, I know number one is like Netflix. I first started, I think, like a couple years ago, and now like I think I'm a complete binge watch person. Like after my round, like whether it's a good day, bad day, I'm like looking at it. And I think I was watching it so much on my phone that my fiance was like, hey, I think you need to get like an iPad so at least your eyes don't get bad. So that's actually a work in progress, to stop binge watching and actually do a little bit more in my free time. I love working out. I feel like especially when it's kind of been a tough day, like I like kind of get the sweat going, and I feel like the stress also comes out with that. So working out, binge watching, and Jess Corda actually just got me into the Kindle to start reading. She's given me some good options as well. So she's a lot like fast reader than me. Like sometimes like I'll be like on it for ages and then be totally off it. So she'll be like, are you done yet? Are you done yet? And I'm like, no, I'm still on like one third of the way to go. So I'm trying to read a little bit more, which is something that I used to actually really like doing, and I kind of got into the habit of not doing that, so I'm trying to do that a bit more.
Yeah, that's a really good point, that if you don't follow listeners to Jess, if you don't follow Jess Corda on Instagram, she always puts up on her Instagram stories what book she's into, and she devours a book in like a day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Liz, what kind of I know you are trying to lessen the amount of binge watching, but if one were to want to join you in this binge watching activity, asking for a friend, what shows are you watching?
I just finished, let me look at my phone.
You're still watching on your phone.
It's yes. was it Partner Track? Arden Cho.
Arden Cho.
Yes.
Danielle King was telling me about that because she's, do you know Arden Cho? Because Danielle King, I think, is friends with her.
Yeah, I don't know her personally, but I saw like the trailer for that through Danielle's Instagram, because I know she's really close with Arden Cho. I watched it and I really I used to not be like a romance person, but then I'm like, oh my God, why would you go for that guy? He's such the bad guy. Like the guy, like I'm like that person. And I think my fiance is like, what is she doing? Like, like shaking it. And I'm like, yeah, I would totally go for him and I would go for Nick and not him. And then, so I watched that one. I actually love like cooking shows. So like the Great British Bake Off. I know the new season's like not on but like even the old ones, I've watched like some seasons like again and again. So
they're so relaxing. Do you bake?
I don't. I like to cook. I actually baked bread during the pandemic and never again.
Why not? Bad? What happened?
I try and eat gluten-free if I can. So we tried the seeded loaf and it was like obviously like pretty dry. So that was okay. But we tried this like gluten-free bread and I was like, Mom, I don't know what this is, but like if you throw it, somebody could get like really hurt. It was like very dense. So me complaining about like store-bought like gluten-free bread like not being like that great, like I was like, yeah, I can't say anything because what I just made is like a brick.
What kind of things do you like to cook then?
I like to cook like Korean food mainly. A couple of days ago I made tomato like basil soup that I followed Gordon Ramsay's recipe actually. I did burn one of the pans. So I had to get another pan. But yeah, I love cooking. I feel like it's very different to golf, and it's like I actually like spending time in the kitchen. And sometimes like my mom or like my fiance or like everyone's like, are you like, is it okay that you should be in the kitchen? Like, shouldn't you be resting on your days off? But it is relaxing for me. And
yeah, even
if it's like taking the stalks off bean sprouts, it might be the most boring thing in the world, but it's like very therapeutic. So I really like cooking. I think it's like a different pace of life when I do it.
Yeah, I completely get that. And it's funny because I'm the same, like I'll just get lost in a recipe. And it's funny that I don't know if you like cooking, Helly, but I love cooking. And similar to you, Liz, I cannot bake, cannot do it, because you have to be so specific. And my style of cooking is like a little bit of this and a bit of that, and like I might add this. And my husband loves baking, is exceptional at it, but hates cooking, can't cook.
Well, it sounds like you have a good combination then. I don't cook, and I have a boyfriend, so we are in a real pickle.
Does Billy cook? No.
So we're screwed. I mean, we order
takeout.
Yeah, like every night, and it's a serious problem. So I'm really gonna have to. I'll just decide one day, like, I am a cook. Like, I like cooking, and just tell myself that I do until I do.
No, but I actually quite like you just owning a little bit, like Sarah Jessica Parker in Sex and the City, where she's just like, I don't cook. I store sweaters in my oven. I just don't cook.
Sweaters in my oven.
No, I really should get more into it though. And I'll start with that Gordon Ramsay soup recipe, Lydia. I'll look that up. And
it was actually like pretty easy, but then I feel like no matter not that there's anything wrong with this recipe, but like I feel like there's always like to taste, like because everyone's like palate is so different, like you end up adding stuff and then unless you've actually tried like Gordon Ramsay's soup, like you don't really know exactly what it's meant to end up like. So I think I was like, okay, I'll add more like heavy cream and I'll add like cheese, and I'm pretty sure in his it didn't like have as much as I like put in. Yeah,
that sounds okay. Like an improvement. You can't go wrong with more cheese.
You've made it your own. Now it's Lydia Ko's soup recipe, which I would much rather make than Gordon Ramsay.
Okay, on the subject of food and takeout, I have a question. When I go to America, this is probably going to land me firmly in the basic camp, but the one takeout that I always order, and I really am excited to do it every single time I go back, is Panera. Like, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love the mac and cheese. I have a go-to salad. Like, I literally have a go-to smoothie, mac and cheese, salad. I have the order nailed down. And I could get takeout from Panera every single day for, like, 2 weeks and be good with it.
Have you been to Panera, Lydia?
I think I went in, like, when I first moved over to the U.S. Especially, like, when I used to live in Champions Gate. Obviously, Hallie, you would know really well.
They put a Panera there.
Yeah, and then there was like not much there, and like I remember it was like maybe like there's like Panera, there's like now like a fish and chips and everything, but there was like Subway. Like that was all I ate, I think, was like go from the Ledbetter Academy to like Subway or like back Publix.
There's really not much there, Lydia. Yeah. it's a rough life at Champions Gate. But I know we don't have too much time with you, and you've been referencing your fiance a few times. So first of all, congratulations on getting engaged. That is so, so exciting. If you just wouldn't mind maybe just sharing with us, how did you guys meet? How long have you guys been dating?
It's been like 2 years-ish now. We just met through like mutual friends, and we realized that there are like a small world. It's kind of like feel like there's like, oh, you know this person, I know this person too. It's kind of like that. So we're like very grateful, and he's been like very understanding, because I don't know if I could meet a professional golfer that's like in Arkansas 1 week and in Dallas the week after, and then you're in Singapore the week after. So it's kind of like it's like different time zones, and knowing that sometimes we might not be able to see each other for 5-6 weeks. I think that would be hard. Like, so if like to be in his shoes. So yeah, I know. I think we just got really lucky that we had mutual friends, and then was able to meet. And then for a while, everyone said like he was my good luck charm, because I met him for the first time just before I won in Hawaii last year. Mm-hmm. And we like literally hung out, and I probably did the least amount of practice leading up to an event then. And then I won. I remember some players were like, oh, he must be your good luck charm. So I'm taking him in as my good luck charm.
I love that.
And I love that he's looking out for your eyes as well with the eye. He's like, you got to look at the iPad, Lydia.
Yes. Yeah. He was like, babe, don't you think you need a like iPad for your eyes and everything? And I was like, no, I think I'm okay. He's protecting everything.
And I absolutely love a good love story. So my question is, what was the proposal like?
It was kind of like, it's very complicated. I proposed to him as well, and then
he proposed
to me, and then because I was like, hey, what's to say like the guys always gotta propose. So I did it very golf like I wrote on golf balls, "Will you marry me?" And
Aww.
then he did it actually during, so in Korea, sometimes like we like set a wedding date before like proposals. So you're pretty much like you're engaged, you're like partners. And then but you have a wedding date, and then like sometimes the guy even proposes like a week out before the wedding. So it's like very like some people just do it like early, some people like kind of do like a surprise proposal like a few days before or like a couple months. So it's like very different. He proposed during our engagement shoot, so which was really cool. And I didn't expect it. He was going on about numbers of how many days that like, we've known each other and all that, and for the second I was like, why are you throwing numbers out at me? But I realized what was
Aww.
going on.
That's so cute. That's how is wedding planning been?
Very easy for us because we're getting married in Korea, so like it's been like I think it would have been more work if it was like here where we were in Korea, but I think both our families have been super helpful in organizing everything, so it's been like really like stress-free in that sense for us. But yeah, you know, you hear so many like bridezilla stories or like you know or well I don't or like groomzilla, I don't even know if that's a word, but like
It's
so like you kind of worry, but I think like both we've been very lucky that our families have been very supportive and like hands forward in helping us, and I think that's just made it a lot easier for us.
How is it with the dress? Like, do you find your dress, or how does
I'm actually renting a
it?
dress. I didn't want to buy a dress. I'd rather said I my fiance buy it, and I said like I'd rather put that dress money into something else, like whether it's like on our honeymoon or whatever. So it's got to be long sleeves. We're getting married in the cathedral, so something that's like not like too flashy, and it's winter time at that time, so like probably that would be kind of weather appropriate as well.
I love that. I love how sort of I feel like I'm learning about you that you're sort of quite unique in your way of thinking, like you go against the grain.
Yeah, I don't know, like if I ever had a daughter later, I don't want to tell her like, hey, this was my wedding dress and I saved this for you, so you better like wear this. Like I just kind of want her to choose, if I do have kids later, whatever dress she wants to wear, and then just like mine be mine, and I was totally fine with it being a rental.
Yeah, I mean, you only wear it once, right? Might as well just put that money towards something else.
Yeah, and
So
it's
smart.
still expensive, so I was like, thank God I chose this round.
And in terms of sort of hobbies and fashion, is that something that you're interested in? Because today, obviously, you're speaking with us at the launch of your brand new Echo golf shoe that you designed yourself.
Yeah, I feel like I wasn't that interested in like clothing, like whatever is comfortable. So I didn't have a lot of clothes in between. Like I have golf clothes, and actually when I wore Lululemon clothes, like my golf clothes were my workout clothes, and like so they were all melding together. So if I did go out, I only wore like jeans. But I think as I'm getting older and I'm like, you know, having a little bit more social time or like going to different places, I think I'm like getting a bit more interested in it. But sometimes I look at my wardrobe and it looks kind of sad because it's like navy, black, white, and beige. And even when I went to a shoot a couple of days ago, I brought all the clothes and I laid it out, and it was all so monotone colors that like they were like, we're trying to get you not to like blend in with the couch, and that was like all the colors that I'd bought. So it was kind of like a step back of like, hey, like what am I doing like color wise. But yeah, it's I think like I've been with Echo for a while now, and when they said, hey, like let's do your edition of shoes, we wanted to make something that was different and not just one with like my name on it and be like just the Lydia Ko like shoe. I wanted it to like represent me, and which is obviously a big part of that is having that South Korean background. and being a Kiwi right now. So if I was one or the other, that wouldn't make me, because I am like a Koi, like a Korean Kiwi. Like I wanted the shoe to symbolize that, and they were like really awesome and like kind of putting that thought into reality. And I said, if I feel a little narcissistic because I'm wearing shoes with my autograph on it, but other than that, like it's really cool. And to kind of sometimes like see, like you imagine something and that doesn't come out and you're like a little disappointed by it, but it came out so much cooler than how I even like envisioned. So it's, yeah, I'm really excited for it.
That's awesome. And Lydia, where can people, where and when can people buy your shoe?
Oh, where and when can people?
Yeah, quick, ask someone.
I'm pretty, where and when can people buy the shoe?
Mid-October.
Mid-October, all right. We got about a month. That's awesome.
But I think it's really cool. Like, I don't really like wearing like too bright stuff, and literally the splash of color is red, which is, you know, the color that like we have in Korea as well, like the red and blue, and obviously the black and gray silver fern. So yeah, I think it's like not too bright, and like it's not a shoe that, because I feel like there are some style of shoes or color tones where like only a certain type of, like person would like that would be attracted, but there's like nothing like whoa so stand out that like somebody would be like, oh, okay, this is a bit too much. And I think it's like very simple, but it tells a story. And obviously with the boa, I love that technology. I normally trip over my own shoelaces, so I don't have to worry about that as well.
love a good boa lace for sure.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Thank you for taking the time to describe what went into the design, because it's really interesting to hear your thoughts on it. And as a reminder that they are available from mid-October, and I'm sure through the Echo website. So make sure you guys check that out, and we will see you striding down the fairways with your own signature on your shoes.
Yes, yeah. I was like, I love everything, but it's kind of weird when I've got my own autograph on it.
Lydia, if anybody can do it, it's you. So... Lydia, thank you so much for your time, and we'll be looking for those shoes walking down the fairway soon.
Thank you, Hallie. Thank you, Henny.
Thank you, Lydia. And if we don't speak to you before, then very best of luck with your wedding day, and congratulations again.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah.
It's so nice getting to know her, because honestly, Hallie, she's one of my favorite golfers. She's one of those people, I think, that when you watch her on TV, you can sense her personality just through how she hits a golf ball and walks. I don't know. Is that a weird thing to say?
No, not at all. I mean, you look at Lydia and she's one of those people who are like, man, I wish I could be friends with her because she's just so.
Yeah.
And I also just appreciate the detail she goes into, whether it's the shoe or the soup recipe or the shows that she's watching. She's just, I mean, you don't really get that much insight into who these incredible players are, just as people, and also just realizing that they are just normal people that also like to binge watch Netflix and maybe read
a book. It makes you feel so much better, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we're all just trying to read books, and but we all just continue, you know, binge watching Netflix, even Lydia Ko. So it happens to the best of them.
I love getting a bit of an insight. I know I said it to her briefly at the end there, but into her mindset. And it seems like she's, you know, doesn't go with the crowd. And I love that she proposed. That's awesome.
I know.
She's renting like, a dress and like
breaking news. I love that Lydia did that. Such a badass move.
And she just says it so sweetly and casually, like, yeah, usually men propose, so I just propose.
I know. It's so, I can't believe like, that's really funny that, I mean, it must just be more of like a photo op or a you know, just like a ceremonial thing. But the fact that you would have, obviously you've had the conversation that you're getting married and
right.
have like a wedding planned. And then a few days before you then propose, imagine you didn't know.
Yeah. I guess it's just like I'll keep you hanging.
Yeah, like she's like, oh, he proposed during our engagement photo shoot. So like, okay, so it's already happening, but now it's just like a formality, I guess.
Well, is it? or isn't it?
Maybe, yeah, maybe he's like, know. Oh, yeah. Well.
Maybe it's like, I'll keep you hanging till a week before the wedding.
Yeah, a week
and
before.
Then we'll find out.
Yeah, oh, brutal.
I'm really happy though that we got to know the person behind the phenom that Lydia was and is, because often when you see someone, I mean, guess it's kind of mini Tiger-esque. She can be put into that same category of you know, greatest players ever. You know, when you have someone who achieves so much at such a young age, I think that usually dominates the conversations and takes front and center, but it's just really lovely to see a glimpse of the person behind all of those achievements.
Exactly.
Well, this has been a fun episode, more lighthearted than usual, which I love. And it's been great to hear about everyone's hobbies and what we've all been up to, what we like to do. And I'd love to hear what you guys get up to. What sort of any quirky hobbies that you have or things that you do outside of golf? Let us know on socials. I'm at Henny Coy.
I'm at Hallie Led.
And we'll speak to you guys next time.